Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to week 144 of the Healing Fountain Show. I like to call it the Chocolate Healing Fountain because I found out the other week that we used to eat something in Atlantis that tasted very much like chocolate, and it was like manna from heaven. So that explains why I absolutely love it now. And this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and it's a transatlantic co-creation, especially today, because our special guest is our one and only Marika, who used to be on the show before. I'm sure you've heard it before. And grounding the energies over there in the USA, we have the one and only Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, everyone. Hello, Jen Christie. Hi, everyone. What are you talking about, the chocolate fountain? You know, they have. Yeah. I have the chocolate fountain every Saturday night on the Daddy G show.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. It's open every Saturday night. We can all bathe in it if we wish.
Wow. That
anyway.
Sounds really good.
It's funny that you mentioned that. That's all.
Oh, no. I always call it the chocolate healing fountain.
I am totally excited about tonight's show with our dear, my baby sister Marika is back on with us, and this is going to be a very exciting show. I'm excited.
Oh, it is. Me too. Yes. And she's got lots to tell us about. She's got some beautiful poetry. And, you know, she's been experiencing loads of things like all of us have this year. In fact,
I can't believe that everybody I speak to has been going through something or other. But that's all part of the journey, isn't it?
And, yes, it is.
And as was forecast a couple of years ago, all the big institutions are collapsing, the banking systems, everything. So, you know, never mind. We're going to get through it.
And right. And pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Pardon? Who's that? The man behind the curtain?
Little,
pulling the strings.
A afraid little man pulling the levers and turning on the flamethrower and all that, trying to manipulate us into the fear.
That's Ash. That's Ash. You pulling
really
the trapdoor to the stage.
Of course.
What was that, Gary?
He's just a cowering little man who is being exposed at the moment, and we're becoming aware of who that little man behind the curtain really is. So, and I'm speaking symbolically and figuratively, of course.
Okay. Well, Marika chose this gorgeous song to open with, and it's I Am What I Am, Gloria Gaynor.
I am what I am, I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am.
we go. Wow, love that one.
Yeah.
That was very energetic.
Not kidding. Well, that woke us up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Marika.
Hello.
Hi, Marika.
Yeah.
You sing brilliantly. I love the way you sing.
Much.
You need to come on and do a solo with us.
Yeah. Solo, we can't hear you, Gary. I know. Sorry about that. No, that was
How
a brilliant song you chose there. Brilliant. Wow. So, what have you been doing this last 2 years?
Well, I could write 3 books about that.
Are you going to?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I'm writing, yes. Because there's so much I can write about, I decided to just go on my computer every day and write a little piece, and then I see where it ends, you know?
Yeah.
I start somewhere. And, yeah, what I've been up to, I've been going, of course, through processes like everybody else. And I've done ceremonies here in the Netherlands that, like we did in Avebury, we created a vortex on the beach with all crystals and made a circle there. We buried them in the sand. So we have a place now to go and connect with the light workers over here. And I'm getting more and more of those people on my path. So that's very nice. Because when I just joined Cold Ring, I saw people in America and England, you know, and I was thinking by myself, you know, why am I here? You know, why am I in the Netherlands? But now I know, you know, we are expanding and all over the globe we are going.
Of course.
Yes.
We're all where we should be.
Yeah.
And if we're not, we get moved.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So what else you been up to? You've you had your husband really poorly, didn't you, for a while back there?
Yes, he was going to his, I think it was his wake-up call to go to get into his heart.
Yeah.
Because he got something on in his skin, on the place of his heart, but it's all healed and very good now, and he made a big change with him.
Brilliant.
That's good.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say that nothing happens for no reason.
Yeah, absolutely. And we knew that. We knew that, you know, when we heard it, and we got lots of support and stayed in our center, and especially he was the one telling everybody, don't worry, you know, I'll be all right. I've become better, and he is. So he's doing really good.
Brilliant.
Good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are quite a lot of things coming out now about how you can cure different diseases. I mean, the latest one I read about the other night was urine therapy. Can you believe that one?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, and you have to drink your own urine,
mm-hmm.
and you can put it on your head if you're going bald, and it's really good for arthritis, I believe. I haven't tried it yet because I think I won't be very nice to be near. That would be my main concern. But, and other things such as very high doses of vitamin C can cure things like cancer.
Right, because it passes through you, the vitamin C does, out in your urine. And actually, human urine is sterile when it first comes out of the
body.
Yes,
it's not toxic waste like we're led to believe. And in fact, people have survived for a long time underground when they've been trapped by rubble by drinking their own urine. And if they've been on boats traveling around the world and they have no water, they've survived by drinking their own urine. So, you know, it is.
And in space, the
drinkable.
Astronauts recycle it back into drinking water as well.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. In space, the astronauts recycle it.
Are you still there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also very, very important when you go to the dentist. The veil is thin now, you know. You have ask for help, you get it. And when you are in your heart and you ask for help, whether you believe it, it's probably because they are the angels or the spirits or whatever.
We've got a very bad sound loop or something.
Can you hear me all right?
Huh? No, you keep cutting out for some reason. I don't know why. Are you there, Gary? You're cutting out.
I'm here, yes. Yeah, Marika, sounded like your Skype was cutting in and out. Try it again.
Okay.
Yeah, say what you were saying again.
Yes, what I would like to say is when you go through something like disease or whatever challenges that you have, just ask for help because the field is really thin right now. And before we, it's my experience, we had to do much more to get connected with the other realms who are helping us. And now you when you're heart-centered, you can ask for help and you absolutely get it.
Well, yes, you can. And believe you're going to get it as well. And
yes.
What I do is ask the Creator for anything that I need, and then I say, thank you, knowing that I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Right. Be grateful in advance.
Yes. But I was just saying that there are many, many diseases which are completely curable with natural substances. But, of course, the big pharmaceutical companies don't really want us to know that because we're not buying their products, obviously. Mm-hmm. So,
we hear the word
know.
Incurable. Incurable just means curable from within.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about that. Yeah.
Rather than being curable from without.
Exactly.
And you've got some beautiful...
Left to its own design, the human body does what it does naturally, and that's heal itself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few brain cells, I think. I think it's brain cells that can't heal themselves. But then you can use other ones because we only use 10% of our brains anyway. So, you know, we can overcome most things that happen to us. But,
yeah, the rest of mine is being used to tan my own hide later. It's an Indian thing. Never mind.
Oh, dear. You're so funny, Gary. So, Marika, tell us about your crystal skull.
Yes, I met the crystal skull last year when I was in Avebury. We went, or in the UK, we went to Glastonbury, and I always wanted to have a crystal skull, but I know it's a responsibility to have one. But then I was in a crystal skull shop and I felt the really tingling feeling in my head. It was really strong.
Yeah.
And like it was calling me. That's what I knew that they said. It will call you, you know, when it's time for it.
Well, yes.
Yes. So I went out of the shop and I thought, because I had the money in my pocket for the skull and not so much money anymore for the rest of my journey there. So
yeah.
I thought, I buy it next year, you know, when I come to UK. And then I hear the voice saying, you're not sure if you're there next year, buy it now. So then I felt the feeling in my head really strong again and it called me again. So I bought this, I bought a little crystal skull, and then I take it, it's a small one, and I take it with me all the time.
Yes.
And I was discovering how to communicate with it, because that's everybody can do that intuitively. With each skull, you can communicate on a different way, you know. So I was rubbing his little head and saying, please talk to me, you know.
Did a genie pop out?
Like that, you know. But I had the feeling that it was working in the background.
Yeah.
And I already contacted a lady who is working and channeling crystal grids and working with that a lot in the Netherlands. And I emailed her and I said, can you please help me reading, give me a reading for my skull and how I have to can connect with my skull and everything. And she answered me back that I had to come over to her. So I thought, well, you know, I just had a feeling to wait. So I kept the email from her in my inbox for about a year. And then I was with my skull. I had it in my hand, and it was glowing out golden energy, and it went through all my body.
Wow.
And really, really beautiful energy. And I thought, yeah, now it's the time. It's connecting with me, and I feel it. And I was in kind of a process that I have done many things, like body work and some such, so that you can feel what your body wants to tell you. But there was something inside of me that I couldn't put my finger, and I couldn't reach it. But it was there, and it was so, you know, I was really fed up with that.
Mm.
Because it was like, for example, remembering who I am. So I walked in a forest, and I heard the trees speaking to me. I always speak with the trees. I always thank them for their presence.
Yes.
And they started speaking back at me. And I was watching the trees, you know, and thinking, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, now I'm becoming really crazy, you know, and I walk by like that. But like that, and many things happened like that. So after that, I realized that the skull was helping me to come to this woman with her crystal skull. And I spoke to her. We had an appointment, and she helped me out to let me know what was the block. Yeah, how do you call it? The blockage.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, yes. So there was a blockage, and which one went automatically when I receive energy from or channeling. I go channeling. Then I always have something inside. Had something inside that is going, yeah, you know, you didn't do that, you know, like that.
So, trust, you got to trust.
Yeah, you got to trust. But I did that. But it was something she said, it's from last past lives, because you have had so many lives in duality. Yeah. And there's an unconscious lock, you know, that it locks the door every time I get some information, and then my door goes locked. And then I go on, you know, and then something happens, and then it locks. And she said, the crystal skull is helping you to make the connection through the lowest chakras into your earth star. And then immediately she said, I feel Michael energy with you, from Archangel Michael. And I said, well, that's funny, because I'm asking Archangel Michael for help since a week or two before I went to this woman. I said, Archangel Michael, you got to help me, because I know there's something stuck, but I cannot reach it, you know. And then I got a beautiful initiation. And it felt like I was going to vibrate on a higher level.
Wow, brilliant.
So that, and the school helped me with that. So that's
they're full of information, aren't they? I mean, like microchips.
Yeah.
They've been packed full of information,
yeah.
And I believe they all communicate with themselves,
yeah,
with each other, because I met a couple of big ones a couple of years ago when I was doing a sound festival,
yeah.
And, you know, I think there's 13 being found, has there, or
yeah.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're absolutely phenomenal.
And now the lady said that all the skulls who are made now are not... specifically the old skulls, but it doesn't matter, because they can communicate together.
Yes.
And I had a couple of years ago with another lady, I had also an initiation from a large crystal skull, which I connected with when I was with her, and it was really, my body was shivering, you know, I thought by myself, can a human body handle this? It was so much energy going through me, you know.
Yeah.
And I was with this little crystal skull. The woman also was saying, yeah, that's kind of funny, because my two skulls who always work together, it's female energy and and men from a man energy.
Yeah.
They work together. They had such beautiful names, but I forgot. And they were now communicating with my skull to help me out, you know. And suddenly, people appearing around me with crystal skulls, and we let them communicate with each other. So it's very nice that you can, when you are in the process, crystals or whatever, you know, it comes from on your path to mm-hmm. or your path to help you out. And ever since I went to this lady, it still is a process. Of course, I'm not. I won't say I'm there yet, but it really started a new process of being more grounded and have trust. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really good.
Great.
And you've been channeling some beautiful poetry, haven't you?
Yeah. I would like to read one then.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. I have no idea what is going to happen, and I feel comfortable about it. My heart center is the place. The unknown is my space. Trust is my key. At this point, I can see who I am because of all the surprises, the memories of who I am. Out of the closet, out of the box, out of the matrix, I see awakening of Gaia. My higher self connects with the sparkle of who I am on this earth plane, grounding through my lowest chakras into my earth star, right beneath my feet. Confession is what I get when I hear the trees laughing at me, when I walk by. This is my birthright to know the fullness of who I am. The happiness to experience life in a human body, a temple of God. I feel love for me, for myself, for all that is. Female energy is healing on a planetary level. Release of the old that doesn't serve me anymore. Welcoming the memories within my soul. Nature is so precious. She blesses me with her signs. And I smile when I see that inside is the same as outside of me. There really is no difference as I create life to be abundant, healthy, happy, and joyous, you see, balancing all aspects from where I have no idea. I am that I am, and trust is my key.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing that, Marika.
You're very welcome.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm talking about my process because that's my point of view that I have. But today I met Samson Carlo, and I've met him in Avery before, and we spoke about where we are in the process, where we are in, and I think many of us light workers or give it a name, but you know, like the family of light. It's going through this process. It's not when I cry for what I've been hurt in past lives, being a female, being oppressed. It's not only that I cry for myself, but it's for the planetary healing.
Oh, that's lovely.
And I truly do believe that a lot of these emotions that all of us feel, whether we're male or female,
yes. mm-hmm.
I feel that a lot of these emotions that come up and through us, and this is something I've been getting from the spirit realm as well,
uh-huh.
that these emotions are the emotions of generations past that are coming out and through us to be grounded
mm-hmm.
and put to rest, you know, and allowed to be resolved.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can actually go and heal them by,
right.
you know, I don't go to anyone to be regressed because in one way I've got enough problems in this life without looking for one from other lives. But,
exactly,
but
right.
But I've actually gone back into some of my incarnations myself and sorted a few bits and bats out. But anyway, that's the topic for another show. So we're going play the video. So if you'd like to just get everyone pulling their players up, please, Gary. I'll get over to the switchboard and play the soundtrack when we're ready. Okay.
Okay, get everybody to go ahead and click the link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And this time, Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down. There's my heart. And here come the hearts.
Mine's already in there. Okay.
I have Marika do it like she used to do it, but she can't cue the the audio
that's
at the
right.
same time. So
okay. Then. I've been practicing, Marika, while you
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Thank you.
Right now, it's time to light our candles before we ask Marika to call in four directions. As you know, this is a live show, so we do this absolutely live every week to keep us in the now moment. And we light our candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. The candle represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their candles if they so wish. So I've lit my candle and the Nag Champa, which helps to purify the atmosphere and create positivity, ready to call in the four directions which we're going to ask Marika to do now, please. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you very much, John.
Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Marika and I would like to do the Pillar of Light meditation. So we'd like to sit comfortably with your feet firmly on the floor, grounding you to Mother Earth. Take four long deep breaths. Connecting with your heart center. This connects you to the Creator. Going deeper and deeper. Focus on your breathing. The Creator was there when you took your first breath. See a ball of light resting on the top of your head. See it floating down your face, relaxing all your muscles. See it floating down your neck, relaxing your neck muscles, through all your chest muscles, down through your stomach muscles and your pelvis, down your legs and out through your feet, relaxing all the muscles on the way. See the most beautiful landscape you've ever seen. You slip off your shoes and walk across the beautiful green grass. See yourself sitting on a chair. You are part of the landscape. You are part of everything that is. You have your place here on Mother Earth, and no one can take it. You are unique. Think about how much you love our Mother Earth. Form your love into a ball and throw it right down into the heart of Gaia. Wait until you feel her love coming back to you, and you will. Look up at the night sky, at the stars, the planets. Float past them to the central sun. Form your love for the Creator into a ball and throw it right into the central sun. Wait until you feel the love coming back to you, and you will. See a tube of light coming down from the Creator, passing right through your body, right down into the crystal heart of Gaia. You are now a pillar of light, passing light from the Creator down into the earth. The light is lighting up all the dark corners of the universe. You see the light passing out into all of mankind. Become a pillar of light every chance you can.
through your nose and breathe out. Just let the breath flow. Feel your heart center. Feel within. Feel your skin from the inside and breathe through it. Feel your aura expanding out into the vast universe. Feel your feet and breathe from your heart center down through your lowest chakras. The energy flows where attention goes. You don't have to do anything, just allow it to flow. Feel yourself being grounded and centered between Father Sky and Mother Earth. And breathe in deeply and naturally. Follow your breath in and out. Totally safe and loved. You are so loved. Connected. Now when you listen to the music that the host will turn on shortly, breathe and enjoy the energies. As we are grounded now, we listen to Sanctus as we connect above, and then to the song Earth Believe as we ground the energies into beloved Mother Earth, who is birthing herself into this beautiful new consciousness that we are. We'll be back on after the music. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am a woman now, a grown-up, so as they call it on the earth plane, an adult, a female, and I stand in my own power. And what I see is just a fraction of this 11th hour. My voice raises. I hear her speaking clearer and louder. The shyness in my soul makes me a brave heart. Because there is no ego way of speaking here. To speak of here. I turn up some good music to celebrate that I'm writing in English and decide that I do not wait anymore. Waiting is nonsense. It is time to thrive now. Becoming more and more aware of energies. Which one is from the other? And which one belongs to me? Even though we are all one, you see. Certain feelings turn up in my space sometimes that I would prefer to call challenging. And the harder I fight, the stronger it gets. That's no solution. They come up to make me remember to breathe through my heart center and to let go when I breathe out, then smile. I am that I am. I am love, power, a goddess, a queen of everything, a master of the universe, and I am awakening.
Thank you, Marika. That's absolutely beautiful. Now, if you'd like to return to your chair in the landscape, walk back across the grass, put the shoes back on.
I never knew the reason to be. To all
Thank you. We don't usually play that one. That's the mixed version, because we usually hear the unmixed version at the beginning of the show. But thank you for requesting that one, Marika. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I am. Yes, I thank you for playing it, Sean, because I know...
Yes, thank you so much.
I know that you say don't play all my songs, but, you know, I listen so often to this song on my MP3 player, and when I'm traveling to the world, and it's about meeting Coltrane and everybody, you know, and awakening your soul. It's just, we have to play it, you know, today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, so Marika's put a request in for Gary and her song. So do you know where that one is, Gary? Do you want to cue that one?
It was Marika and my request to for you to play Another Plane, your latest, that we would love to hear it.
Oh,
and
it really
strikes home with me, because I recently heard the news of a dear friend and shaman brother of mine who crossed over from this world just a few days ago. And it was very synchronistic that you came out with this song right at that time, because it really helped bring things into perspective for me. So even though we played one by you already, let's play another, your latest. We would both love to hear it.
It's not my latest. It's actually been out a few years, a couple of years.
Well,
it was actually...
Recently released on video, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It was actually used by Theta Healers in the United Kingdom to counsel bereaved children. So, okay, here we go then. Thank you very much, and so sorry to hear about your friend Gary.
Never knew.
Hey,
I've got it right here. I'll cue it.
Have you got it? It's because it started with A. I just typed in A and it came up. Oh, sorry about that.
Here we go.
Another bloomer.
This is a beautiful song. Really.
I can't come back, but then I'll have a
goes out to anyone who's bereaved. Thank you very much for requesting that one, Gary and Marika. And I'm so pleased that that was before the Alicia Keys song, which we're going to play next, Marika. At least I'm not following Alicia.
It's the song that Sancho sent it to me because he was visiting me, and he said,
"Oh yeah,
he sent it over this song to me." So, oh. Yeah.
Here we go then, great. Here we go. This one's called "Wait Till You See My Smile." Love it.
When the wind is blowing in your face, sometimes in life you don't see straight.
Pray to him, he will show.
When your head is in a certain place, nobody around to make you safe.
And strong men you will grow. Wait till you see my smile.
And thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Jan. And thank you, Marika, for being back on with us. And you ladies,
yes,
both of you,
yeah,
for that beautiful meditation.
Much.
That was beautiful.
For having me and for a great time.
We enjoyed it, didn't we, Marika? And we hope everyone out there
did.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. Don't forget, Harold Becker next week, the Love Foundation. And
wonderful.
I believe you played on this next song coming up, Gary. The drum battle.
I did.
Song?
I played it. It was about 10 years ago. I played the floor tom. The floor tom-tom, if you're a drummer, you know what a floor tom-tom is. If
yes,
not, it's a big it's a big drum that sits on the floor, and you play it with a couple of sticks, and I was on the floor tom on this.
Like
one.
The djembe.
There were six of us on different percussion instruments playing on this one, and it was recorded in Gunnison, Colorado about 10 years ago.
Oh. Well, here we go then. Thank you very much for being with us, everyone, and we'd like to say goodbye and God bless, and we love you all.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you soon. Thank you again, Marika.
Yeah, thank you, Marika.
Thank you all.
Come back soon.
Yoksha.
Okay.
Room this one.